This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, from domestic to foreign affairs. Now, after talking things over for a number of weeks, the White House has decided to cut some aid to the Egyptian government. Not all of it, just a sliver, really, in the grand scheme of things. $260 million out of $1.5 billion in aid and assistance Egypt gets from the United States every year. Kimberly Adams is in Cairo. Kimberly, it's good to talk to you again.
Likewise.
Given how involved the Egyptian military is in the economy over there, how much of this aid that comes from the States do you think is actually going to trickle down?
Not much of it, actually. Because the military is such a huge monolithic organization, they pretty much keep everything of themselves to themselves. They have their own factories to provide all their own resources. They have their own sporting clubs. They make their own uniforms. And so what gets to the military pretty much stays with the military.
Yeah. Last time we talked to you, there were lines at gas stations. There was a curfew. Daily life was being interrupted. What's it like now? What's going on?
It's sort of a new normal. People are now kind of getting back to a rhythm of things. School just started. The curfew's been pushed back to midnight. And so a lot of the business impacts that we were seeing in terms of late night businesses not being able to operate, now they're able to function. But at the same time, the protests are still happening every weekend. There's still a lot of violence. And so this makes people very, very tense. So you're finding that maybe they're not spending as much. I've spoken to several small business owners who are saying that they are just being devastated because people aren't really investing in any sort of big ticket items. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, that's also because food prices are going up. Inflation is actually up like 10%.
Kimberly, it's been, what, 2.5 something years now since the initial revolution. It's been Mubarak. It's been Morsi. It's been the army. It's been the army twice now, actually. Is there a sense that anybody can deliver on what Egyptians want, you know, infrastructure and stable prices and all of that?
I think a lot of your average Egyptians are kind of giving up on that, especially when it comes to something like tourism. But at the same time, I'm hearing people just saying, you know, only God can save us is a very common refrain here, that only God can get us out of this mess. But at the same time, there's a lot of hope with the military, given that the military is such a respected institution in Egypt, and since they're playing such a strong role in government now, that maybe, just maybe, they would be able to do something to make this situation just a little bit better.
Kimberly Adams in Cairo for us. Kimberly, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.